Welcome to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is your host, Art Bennett. And Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, what do we try to do? We try to integrate the Catholic faith with the best principles of psychology and the wisdom of the day-to-day here so we can improve our lives and get closer to Christ. Our guest again today is Father Richard Gill. Father Gill is in charge of the Center for Family Development, Bethesda, Maryland, and Our Lady of Bethesda Retreat Center in Bethesda, Maryland, a fantastic place to go for the spiritual exercises and weekend retreats. He also is a member of the Legionaries of Christ, was ordained by John Paul II in Rome a few years back. I've had the privilege of knowing Father Richard for over 8 years now and benefited, well, somewhat. Most people would argue that, how much I've benefited from the spiritual guidance. I love him, still rough around the edges everywhere. But we're going to talk about something very practical today, Father Richard. We're going to talk about the five obstacles to spiritual growth. Father Richard, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks, Art. Good to be here.
It's great to have you back here. All right, so you're going to talk about the five things. These are the obstacles of which we overcome. We will grow spiritually and be in much better shape, huh? All right, well, what are they, Father?
Well, I would say that the first thing you encounter is a certain complacency in the culture and the society we have today. And this isn't unique to our culture. We're very comfortable, though, and we always have the tendency, people always have the tendency to just be very content with where they're at. If you recall that when Jesus began his own preaching, he went out in the towns of Galilee, and his original message was, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent and believe in the good news." Now, the idea of having to repent or that some kingdom is coming upon us that requires a change in our perspective and our viewpoint is a very alien notion to our culture, that there's something perhaps wrong with the way we are today. And it's something that I think we have to break through.
So we have to break through this kind of sense of complacency. You're right. In our culture, well, that's almost what we strive for. We almost strive to be comfy-wumpy. That's sometimes the stated goal of most people. I just want to have more rest, more relaxation, and kind of take it easy. But you're kind of highlighting, well, the religious perspective is 180 degrees from that. And that's why John the Baptist, I guess, was going around and upsetting everybody about having to repent. So that's the first step, is not to be complacent?
That's right. And you see a certain urgency to our lives, an urgency of turning and conversion, of having a relationship with God, and that this isn't something that we just get by osmosis or by being nice people and trying to be kind. No, it requires this internal decision on our part to actually turn and accept the revelation of God and the self-manifestation of God to us, which is going to disrupt our lives, and it's going to change us, and it's going to make it messy for us a little bit, because there are decisions we have to make and perhaps things we have to give up and other things we have to choose that are frankly not going to be easy for us to do. But this is where the perspective of faith and a relationship with God begins, is that we're willing to change our situation right now.
Father, I've had the privilege of hearing you talk many times, and one of the things you do go after from time to time, maybe you can that here, is the lure of just being nice, the temptation to just be not a bad guy, just be a nice guy. Why isn't that enough?
It would be very comfortable and easy if that's what Christianity were all about, just how to get along and be nice people. However, there's nothing in the Gospels that reveals anything like that.
Well, that's the problem.
You don't have to go very far into the Sermon on the Mount where you hear Jesus saying, "You have heard it said of old, but I say to you," and Jesus keeps upping the ante. Jesus keeps raising the bar, a higher standard for his disciples. And it's a challenge, and it's a constant push of ourselves, where we want to be in the nice, warm water and float around and take it easy. Well, Christ is always pushing us and challenging us, and it's breaking this complacency of, "I'm good enough, I'm doing the best I can." No, Christ, in a relationship with Christ, is going to push us beyond that.
Yeah. Okay, so the first obstacle is complacency and lacking a sense of urgency. So I guess the first step then to overcoming that obstacle is to cultivate a sense of urgency to do what Christ wants us to do. Is that right, Paul?
That's right. That's right. And then I would say the next most important thing is this, seeing Christ as a person and desiring to get into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Our belief is that Christ isn't just some nice prophet from of old that said some wise things and gave some maxims on how to lead our lives a little bit better. No, Christ is our God, our Creator, our Redeemer. And our whole life is wrapped up in this perspective of how deep and how intense our relationship with Him is going to be. And this is what really starts us on the path to a spiritual life. Without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you really don't have a spiritual life. You might be living according to a good ethical norm or a good set of standards for your own life. You may be a person with integrity, but you don't really have a spiritual life unless you're in a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Let me make sure I got that right. So you're saying without a relationship with Christ, we really don't even have a spiritual life.
Exactly. No, because the whole perspective of Christianity is a relationship with God. A relationship with God is made concrete and real in a relationship with Jesus Christ, because He sent His only Son into the world so that the world could be saved, so that the world wouldn't be condemned, and so that He could establish a relationship with each and every person. Remember when the apostles at one point said to our Lord, Lord, just show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said, Philip, all this time I've been with you and still you don't know me. He who sees me sees the Father. Jesus is the human face of the Father. Jesus is the Father, His very Son, come into the world in order to become like us in all things but sin and have a relationship with us. And this is the path for us to be able to overcome all those negative tendencies and all the sin in our lives and all the things that we'd rather not be there. It's made possible because we enter into this relationship with Jesus Christ, and He reveals to us the full capacity of what we are as human persons, the full potential we have as persons.
Father, why do you think we're so tempted to have an impersonal or almost no relationship with Christ? I mean, even seems people with goodwill or people that are trying to be better and trying to acclimate themselves to the wisdom of Christ, why are we so tempted to be impersonal with Him, do you think?
Well, because Christ pushes us out of our comfort zone. Oh. You know, he shakes us up. You can't remain the same. It's not just a question of polishing some of the rough edges on your ethical standards. It's a question of being transformed and changed. Everything, you got to put everything on the table once you get into a relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything can change.
So we have that. So it's our fear of change. It's our fear of growth. Our fear of an encounter with Him is part of what tempts us to make the relationship so impersonal.
Exactly.
We're talking with Father Richard Gill. The topic today, the obstacles to spiritual growth. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls on WUST, 1120 AM. This is your host, Art Bennett. We'll be back in just a moment.
Depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, we believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703-847-9191. That's 703-847-9191. 9191.